I'm Jack Lessenberry. Well, it's still deep winter, even if it doesn't feel like it. The Super Bowl is over, and the baseball exhibition season hasn't gotten started. So naturally, the restless minds of those interested in politics are turning to the next election, or make that, elections. State Senator Coleman Young Jr., who is term limited and will need a new job, has announced he is running for mayor of Detroit. And the Detroit newspaper has a headline today saying Michigan Republicans think they have a real chance to beat U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow next year. Sure they do. Nearly every group has its own marvelous illusion. There are those poor souls who think the Detroit Lions may go all the way. There are tattered remnants of little American Marxist parties still waiting for the great proletarian revolution. And every 5 years or so, Republicans talk about beating Stabenow. What's most remarkable is this has gone on for more than 40 years, since she first ran for a seat on the Ingham County Commission. She was sneered at in often clearly sexist terms when she ran for the State House and the State Senate, and then for Congress and the U.S. Senate, both times against incumbent Republicans. And then she won every time. Stabenow isn't conventionally charismatic or flashy, has two characteristics that are often underrated. She works very hard and politically is very smart. Nobody gave her much chance the first time she ran for the U.S. Senate. She was down by a dozen points with less than 2 weeks to go. But she'd saved her money for a TV advertising blitz at the end. She won a narrow upset victory. 6 years later, Republicans ran longtime popular Oakland County Sheriff Mike Bouchard against Stabenow. Republican leaders assured me she was vulnerable. President George W. Bush came to Michigan to raise $1 million for Bouchard. The GOP found an unflattering picture of Stabenow next to a sign that said, "Dangerously incompetent." They made fun of her weight. On election night, Stabenow won by almost 600,000 votes. She even took Bouchard's Oakland County. 6 years later, the GOP nominated Pete Hoekstra, a respected former congressman who had been head of the House Intelligence Committee. There were even some early polls showing him beating her. The eventual result was a slaughter. Debbie Stabenow won by nearly 1 million votes. She won every county in the Upper Peninsula, where 4 years later, Hillary Clinton would lose every county except one. Part of her success was due to her patient work on behalf of agriculture in the state. She even won the endorsement of the Michigan Farm Bureau. Well, she's expected to run for a fourth term in a year in which historically there's likely to be a tide against the party in the White House. And there's an interesting pattern in what Republican leaders are saying about the race. Big names like John Engler are happy to tell you she's vulnerable. But when asked if they might be willing to run themselves, the answer is always, no, 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 no. Of course, in politics, as in life, there's never a sure thing. But if you're thinking about betting against Debbie Stabenow next year, my advice is, save your money.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's news analyst.